Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, October 2nd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E Tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump and the First Lady have tested positive for the coronavirus. Democrats led by Senator Dianne Feinstein formally requested a delay in the Senate confirmation process for Judge Amy Coney Barrett, and the safety of U.S. meat plant workers is at risk. President Trump said early Friday that he and the First Lady have tested positive for the coronavirus, throwing the nation's leadership into uncertainty and escalating the crisis posed by a pandemic. Tonight, First Lady and I have tested positive for COVID-19, Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter. We'll begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We'll get this through together. The president received the test result after one of his closest advisors, Hope Hicks, became infected, bringing the virus into his inner circle and underscoring the difficulty of containing it, even with the resources of a president. The president's positive test result could pose immediate difficulties for the future of his campaign against former Vice President Joe Biden, his Democratic challenger, with just 33 days before the election on November 3rd. Even if the president, who is 74, remains asymptomatic, he'll have to withdraw from the campaign trail and stay isolated in the White House for an unknown period of time. If he does become sick, it could raise questions about whether he should remain on the ballot at all. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an order Thursday requiring counties to close multiple locations where voters can drop off completed mail-in ballots. As an election security measure, counties will be limited to one drop-off site where poll watchers, designated by political parties and candidates, must be allowed to observe ballot deliveries by voters, according to Abbott. The new order will take effect on Friday and modified Abbott's July 27th order that acknowledged the pandemic's danger by adding 6 days of early voting and waiving a state law that limits mail-in ballot drop-off to Election Day only. Democrats blasted the change as a thinly veiled effort to suppress votes in a tight election. Democrats led by Senator Dianne Feinstein formally requested a delay in the Senate confirmation process for Judge Amy Coney Barrett until after the presidential inauguration, citing a lack of sufficient time to vet Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Mitch McConnell disagrees, of course, and he said the Senate has more than sufficient time to process a nomination. He added history and precedent make that perfectly clear. Senator Lindsey Graham, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, expects the confirmation hearings to begin October 12th, and he believes Barrett could be out of committee by the end of the month. Coming up, our saint of the day, the Guardian Angels. The mission of the Guardian Angels is, as St. Paul tells us, to serve the future heirs of salvation. Quote of the day, "The first end I propose in our daily work is to do the will of God. Secondly, to do it in the manner he wills it. And thirdly, to do it because it is his will." St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Most of you know that the King Dude is a competition barbecue champion. But what you may not know is that he makes all his own rubs and marinades from scratch. It's true. And the crown jewel of his barbecue rubs is the world-famous Beast and Butt Rub. I've used the rub to make perfectly spiced pork shoulders, ribs, and even pork chops on the grill, in the oven, or on the stovetop. Just follow the King Dudes, so easy, even a vegan can do it, Beast and Butt Rub recipe instructions and suggested cooking tips, and get ready for the best cook hog you've ever had. Order a bag today at mikechurch.com/rubs. The King Dude's Beast and Butt Rub also makes a great gift for any wannabe Bobby Flay you know. Order today at mikechurch.com/rubs.
Our saint of the day today is the Guardian Angels. The mission of the Guardian Angels is, as St. Paul tells us, to serve the future heirs of salvation. Every kingdom, country, diocese, church, and religious order has its protecting guardian angel. So is every person. Each bishop of the Catholic Church has two guardian angels. Our guardian angel is given to us at the moment of our birth, and it stays with us all through life, comforts us in purgatory, and escorts us, if we are saved, into heaven. There is a special angel in each church to record all distractions and irreverences that occur there. The greatest joy any of us can give our guardian angel is to receive Holy Communion and make our breast a tabernacle of the eternal God before whom this angel can adore. Many of the saints saw their guardian angels. St. Rose of Lima did, and so did St. Francis of Rome, St. Margaret of Cortana, and St. Bridget of Sweden. St. Bernard says, "Make the holy angels your friends, no matter how weak we may be, or how lowly our condition, or how great the dangers which surround us. We have nothing to fear under the protection of these guardians." In every difficulty, danger, and temptation, St. Bernard urges us to invoke our guardian angel. The House of Representatives voted along mostly party lines to pass a revised COVID-19 relief bill Thursday evening as negotiations remained stalled with the White House and a deal between Democrats and Republicans on urgently needed aid remained out of reach. The proposal, a pared-down version of the HEROES Act passed by House Democrats in May, passed. All Republicans voted against it, along with 18 Democrats. The Republican-controlled Senate likely will not act on the bill. Republican senators have balked at a higher price tag for more relief. House Democrats unveiled their $2.2 trillion proposal on Monday, though House Republicans panned the bill as a socialist wish list. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters it would be outlandish to think Senate Republicans would support a relief bill over $2 trillion. American Airlines said it will begin furloughing 19,000 workers since no deal was reached, and United has said it will eliminate more than 13,000 jobs if there was no deal. The safety of U.S. meat plant workers is at risk, workers and campaigners believe, because of a triple whammy of increased line speeds, high turnover, and fewer workers due to coronavirus. Authorities, meanwhile, are failing to keep up with the problem. A Freedom of Information request to the U.S. government shows a dramatic decrease in the number of plant inspectors, while the number of whistleblower complaints has increased by 30% over the past year. At least 44,530 U.S. meat plant workers have tested positive for COVID since the beginning of the year, and at least 213 have died. But an order put in place by President Trump means plants have to stay open. Government data on severe injuries collected by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, is currently only available through April. A recent audit of the agency noted that it didn't have enough staff to deal with an increase in worker complaints and showed a 30% rise in whistleblower complaints from February to May, compared to the same period in 2019. It concluded the agency needed to improve its handling of whistleblowers. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.